You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Yesterday marked a milestone in Australia's offshore detention system, with the last four children relocated from Nauru to the United States. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton congratulated the coalition government for the achievement.
I'm incredibly proud of the fact that we've been able to get all of the children out of detention. The last four off Nauru, off to the United States. We've done it in a way where we haven't had drownings at sea. We haven't had new boat arrivals, with new kids coming off boats going into vacancies that have been created.
But the celebration was short-lived. Mr. Dutton then warned of dire consequences if those remaining on Nauru and Manus Island come to the mainland for medical treatment.
I don't want to see Australians who are in waiting lines at public hospitals kicked off those waiting lines because people off Nauru and Manus are now going to access those health services. I don't want to see Australians who are on waiting lists for housing or already occupying housing being kicked out of that housing because of people arriving off Manus and Nauru.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison told the ABC that he backed the claim.
It's just a simple fact. If we've got to treat more people in Australia, then obviously they're going to take the place of people who are getting that treatment anyway. It's just simple math.
But Labor leader Bill Shorten says the government's claims are untrue.
Do you know how you stop waiting queues for public housing and for healthcare? Don't cut it. You know, the people are waiting for elective surgery all around Australia. I don't blame a particular sick person from an island somewhere in the Pacific. I blame Peter Dutton and the government. They've cut literally billions out of our social services and our safety net. Now they want to blame some poor old stranger we've never met. It's just rubbish.
Dr. Karen Phelps is the independent MP behind the Refugee Medical Evacuation Bill, which passed against the government's wishes in Parliament last month. Dr. Phelps says Mr. Dutton's warning is part of what she calls the Morrison government's scare campaign.
Very sick people who will be transferred to Australia from Manus Island and Nauru, they are not going to flood our hospital system. They are not going to kick people out of their hospital beds or out of their social housing. It's an absurd claim. It's a scare campaign on steroids.
Dr. Phelps says of the 1,000 refugees remaining in offshore detention, only around 70 actually require urgent medical treatment. Medical professionals across the country have criticised Mr. Dutton's comments, insisting the public hospital system, which has more than 60,000 beds, can accommodate the asylum seekers without disadvantaging anyone. St. Vincent's Health CEO Tony Hall insists Australia's hospitals would happily provide extra resources to ensure nobody misses out.
The system has to be able to manage at any point with any disaster that occurs around Australia. 70 people is actually, in the scheme of things, not many. And my view would be the hospital system can manage very easily this group of people. And in fact, I think many hospitals would welcome that.
The government has previously said it would reopen the Christmas Island Detention Centre to process and treat sick refugees from Manus Island and Nauru. Today it confirmed that plan hasn't changed. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.